Blessings, everybody. This is Dale. Thank you so much for joining with me today on the Word Podcast. We are in 1 Samuel chapter 23, and we're looking at this instance of David and the life of the folks in Keilah. Remember what happened? The Philistines were fighting against Keilah, and they were plundering their threshing floors. David was told about this. So David asked the Lord. He inquired of the Lord. He said, "Shall I go and attack these Philistines?" David's default position was to go and attack the Philistines to rescue these people. And the Lord said to him, "Yeah, go and attack the Philistines and deliver Keilah." So the Lord confirmed it. Now, how did the Lord do this? How did David inquire? How did the Lord respond to him? You know, when you read these things in the scriptures, it's if they're having a casual conversation, which, you know, maybe they were. Maybe they were talking like that. I don't know. But we just know that he did it. But then David's men said to David, "Hey, we're afraid where we are here in Judah, which is a relatively safe spot compared to where we have been. We're afraid of this. How much more so, you know, if we go to Keilah against the rank of the Philistines?" So David goes back and inquires of the Lord again. And I don't think it's out of doubt. I don't think it's out of disbelief or whatever. Probably in honor and deference to his men and saying, "Okay, let me go check with God and make sure that I didn't hear wrong, maybe. I don't know." But that's sort of the idea I get. And the Lord answered him again. And the Lord said, "Arise, go down to Keilah, for I will give the Philistines into your hands." Now, he'd said before, "Go attack them and I'll deliver them." But now he's being even more precise. He says, "I'm going to deliver the Philistines into your hands." So this is where we pick up the narrative here. Verse 5, "So David and his men went to Keilah and fought with the Philistines, and he led away their livestock and struck them with great slaughter. Thus David delivered the inhabitants of Keilah." Verse 6, "Now it came about when Abiathar, the son of Ahimelech, fled to David at Keilah, that he came down with an ephod in his hand." He had an ephod, part of the priestly outfit. Verse 7, "When it was told Saul that David had come to Keilah, Saul said, 'God has delivered him to my hands, for he shut himself in by entering a city with double gates and bars.'" So Saul hears that David is there, okay? And Saul thinks, "I've got him now," because he's in a fortified city. He apparently is in a walled city with double gates and bars. In other words, he's trapped inside. Verse 8, "So Saul summoned all the people for war to go down to Keilah to besiege David and his men." So that's what he's going to do. He's going to go down and set siege against them and starve them out. Verse 9, "Now David knew that Saul was plotting evil against him. So he said to Abiathar, the priest, 'Bring the ephod here.' Then David said, 'O Lord, God of Israel, your servant has heard for certain that Saul is seeking to come to Keilah to destroy the city on my account.'" Now listen carefully here, guys. "Will the men of Keilah surrender me into his hand? Will Saul come down just as your servant has heard? O Lord, God of Israel, I pray, tell your servant." Let me stop right there. So David hears a rumor, and he knows that Saul's plotting evil against him. And in light of everything we've seen to this point, we go, "Well, no joke." So he goes, and he'd heard that the priest had an ephod, and he takes that, and he uses it to go before the Lord. And he asked the Lord two questions. He tells the Lord, said, "I've heard this rumor, and I know for certain this is what's going to happen." The first question is, "Will the men of Keilah surrender me into Saul's hand?" David had just rescued these men of Keilah. Are they going to turn against me and turn me over to Saul? And then he said, "Will Saul come down just as your servant has heard?" Well, then, verse 12, "Then David said, 'Will the men of Keilah surrender me and my men into the hand of Saul?' And the Lord said, 'They will surrender you.'" Oh, I skipped part. In verse 11, the Lord said, "He will come down." The Lord answered the last question first. The Lord tells him Saul's going to come. And then David wants to know, okay, are the men going to surrender me? And the Lord said, "They will surrender you." Now watch this. Verse 13. "Then David and his men, about 600, notice it's grown from 400, 600, arose and departed from Keilah, and they went wherever they could go. When it was told Saul that David had escaped from Keilah, he gave up the pursuit. And you say, okay, that's great. So David hears that Saul's coming. He asked the Lord, hey, is he coming? God says, yeah. David says, hey, are these men going to turn me over to him? God says, yeah. David gets up. He flees with the 600 men. Saul hears he escaped, and he gives up the pursuit. It never happened. Remember how I made such a big deal in the previous episode when we got to this chapter about how this was a profound thing? This is the profound point. And you say, well, I don't get it. What's the deal here? This is the epitome of the perfect example of this truth, that God can have foreknowledge about something, but not predestine it. That God can have foreknowledge about something, and it never happened. God said, yeah, Saul's going to come. God said, yeah, these people are going to turn you over to them. But then David, in the wisdom of man, and the wisdom of God giving him, says, I'm getting out of here. And he left with his 600 men. And it never happened. Just because God has foreknowledge about something does not mean that God has predestined something to occur. There are different things. Does God predestine things? Absolutely. Does God have foreknowledge about things? About all things. Those things that do occur and those things that never occur. To me, seeing this, learning this, as I shared earlier, this is just something I've seen in recent years. This will really set you free over some things. Because a lot of the struggles that we have with the things about God are things where we come along and try to superimpose our ability to understand upon God. So if I can't understand it, if I can't wrap my mind around it, if I can't comprehend it, then it must not be quite right or a God. Or, you know, the whole thing of God being outside his creation, God being outside of time, the whole thing that God can predestine and that God has complete foreknowledge and he does all of it, does all of it in purity and holiness and perfection. And you say, well, I just can't understand that. Well, that's when we're getting closer to understanding, when we acknowledge that we in our finite situation can't understand all things. But here is a great example of it. David had inquired of the Lord. The Lord told him what to do. He's gone. He goes down there. He's victorious over the Philistines. He hears that Saul is going to come after him. He inquires of the Lord again. Hey, God, is he coming? Yep. God, are these people right here who I just rescued, who I just went to battle for, are they going to turn me over to him? Yeah, they're going to turn you over to him, God said. David says, then I'm not going to hang around. And he takes off. God had foreknowledge of it, but he didn't predestine it. Well, think about that for a while. Take that before the Lord and see what he says to you. Again, I'm Dale. Thank you for your time. I'll see you in the next episode. Goodbye.